Thanks, Anya. The issue of free speech is prominent in the papers today. They all carry coverage from the kneecap case in London yesterday. The Belfast Telegraph front page has a photo of the crowds outside with a quote, "This is more like a concert than a court case." The Mirror has the headline, "Palestine Distraction," with fake pictures from outside the court on one page, and on the opposite page, a large photo of a child running from a cloud of dust just after a missile strike in Gaza. Below that, the Mirror reports on that news that GAA members have called on the organisation to cut ties with the sponsor Allianz. This follows a UN report that Allianz supports the Israeli government by buying its bonds. That story is in other papers, including the Irish News, which also on Gaza carries a photo of a 74-year-old woman from Belfast who has complained about her arrest at a pro-Palestine protest in the city at the weekend. She was wearing a Palestine Action t-shirt, but so were others, she said, and they weren't arrested. She said she was put into the back of a police van after she insisted on speaking to the police in Irish. On the opposite page in the Irish News, the paper reports that the Catholic Church in Ireland has called for a day of prayer and reflection for Gaza on Sunday. And on Gaza and free speech, the Examiner has an editorial which says that NICAP are not the only Irish creatives facing what it calls the wrath of the British establishment. It mentions writer Sally Rooney, who, because of her support for Palestine Action, faces arrest if she visits Britain. The Examiner says NICAP and Sally Rooney cases are examples of judicial overreach. Issues with writers and free speech are the reason author John Boyne has a long article in the Irish Independent today. A British literary award was cancelled lately because so many writers were upset at one of his books being included in the long list. They disagree with his support for J.K. Rowling in her belief that trans women shouldn't be considered women. John Boyne argues that his book, and not his opinions, should be what's judged in a literary award. He says, writers should be considered for the beauty of their writing, the brilliance of their storytelling, and the power of their ideas, rather than the cartoon characters others create in their likeness. He says, literary scandals are a little like orgies, great fun for everyone involved, but rather distasteful for anyone watching outside. That's in The Independent. That paper's front page again leads with campaign for the presidency, saying Fianna Fáil are under pressure to get a candidate on the pitch. The paper says the party has to have a candidate in harness before the ploughing. On the front page of the Mail, Fine Gael's Sean Kelly is quoted as saying, "I'm still fighting." While back in The Independent, Heather Humphreys is described by one Fine Gael supporter as having a girl next door vibe. Not such happy vibes in The Star, where columnist Neil Leslie describes the whole presidential campaign as a phony race and calls it farce on Uachtaráin. Also in The Star, an upcoming event more pressing for many people, that's school strike next week by secretaries and caretakers. The Star interviews one caretaker who says he can't afford to pay into a private pension and every week his discretionary income is just €40. The headline there, "I can't even take care of my family's future." Another education story appears in the Belfast Telegraph, which reports that the government in the north is to make it compulsory for teenagers to stay in education until they're 18. This, it says, is to improve the life chances of young people, especially the vulnerable. The school leaving age of 16, the government says, is a remnant of a manufacturing society with many unskilled jobs that no longer exist. Jobs today require high levels of skill and education. Also in the Belfast Telegraph, a charge that a judge in Derry said he'd never dealt with, furious driving. He had before him a man who'd knocked a woman down while he was on a bike. She was on the footpath in Derry when he hit her at speed from behind. She cracked her skull and developed a clot on her brain. The man pleaded guilty to bodily harm but claimed he had rung the bell on his bike to alert the woman. If he was a driver, he would have been charged with careless driving, but the court heard that the equivalent charge for a cyclist is furious driving. The man was sentenced to 6 months in prison, fully suspended.